Project Independence is the Aging in Place initiative of the Town of North Hempstead. One of the many services we offer is transportation for food, shopping, and medical visits. Call 311 or 869-6311 to get more information or receive services.
Hi, welcome back to Project Independence and You, and we've been talking with Dr. Susan Linder about coping with stress with COVID-19 and getting some really good advice and perspective and understanding and hope, which is really, really wonderful. I was joking a little bit over the break. We'll get back to the, kind of a lot of outline you've given us, and we'll, reflect back on that. But I've heard a lot about this quarantine 15. I think one of the, what's happening to a lot of people are gaining weight. Mm. Because they're home, you can't, and in the very beginning, at least, everybody was afraid to even take their walks. You know, your gyms are closed, your yoga studios are closed, and a lot of people are saying too that they've never cooked so much in their lives. They've made lots of dishes. So there's lots of eating going on and not as much exercise. So, I want to hear some hopeful advice from you on that point. Not that I've gained a full 15, but I do know, a lot of people, people of all ages that are, have been putting on some weight, except for, of course, Otto.
Yeah. Otto, you look like you're in great shape, actually.
Well, yes. I walk a lot and I golf and do stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Just another little thought.
That's
here.
Great.
We once had an article in the Project Independence newsletter about the fact that you don't have to join a gym to exercise. And the article was about somebody walking around their dining room table. And I'm saying this is a good time to do that. You can walk around your dining room table with some march music. And, if you don't want to go out. But anyhow, back to Dr. Susan with her experience.
I think we have to be careful. Even myself, I was like, when you first quarantine, like, what do you do? Like, what is there really to do? You sleep, you take a shower, you watch some TV. Initially, we were all so shocked. And then food becomes the comfort. And I really believe that it is very important for all of us to be very cognizant of the fact that we want to use food to fuel our body, sort of like gasoline for the tank. So I know food tastes so good and it's so delicious, but we also really always have to remind ourselves that really the intention of food is really to provide us with energy and with nutrients, right? And to keep us healthy. And it's really, although we have created food across the globe, we use it as pleasure. It's so nice to go to a beautiful restaurant and eat out before the pandemic days. The food really is, there to keep us healthy. So if somebody is finding that they are or cooking a lot and eating a lot of what they're cooking, baking, and maybe a little bit bored and then using food for that temporary comfort, I always give everybody a three-step rule. Stop, think, and listen. Stop for just 2 seconds and stop and think, do I really want this cookie? Like, do I really want it? Or am I just like right now, I don't know what else to do with myself, right? And think about it. And then say to yourself, okay, listen, if you want, you can have it. Like, have the cookie, have the lasagna. If you want it, of course, have it. But ask yourself, are you really hungry? And if the truth is you're really not hungry, then ask yourself, well, what are you? And you might just say, you know what? I'm bored. I'm frustrated. I'm feeling anxious. I just feel a little trapped between these four walls. Okay, there's your answer. So what I say is, you know what? Put the food on the back burner. You can always go back to it. I'm not saying don't have it. What I'm saying is you can always go back to it and then say, okay, if this is how I'm feeling, now here we go to the mental health piece. Now we're checking in internally. That's exactly where we want to be. That's what this pandemic, this is why I say it's been a positive movement for us, because it has forced us to check in internally inside. And what are you finding? You know what? I'm finding that I'm bored. or I'm finding that, you know, I feel frustrated. Okay, let's do something about that other than eating. And then what are the options? Now, even though it's the pandemic, if our community, if they can get out either with an aide and a wheelchair or with a walker, or they can walk by themselves, despite the weather, I say, put on, you know, your weather gear if you need it, a hat for the sun, let's say, right? Or walk at 5:30. But the point is that to be proactive and say, what can you do other than eating, another action? So you don't self, because eating is really self-soothing. Unless you're really feeling super hungry, it's a form of self-soothing. And then that really is a symptom of emotional discomfort. So if you have emotional discomfort during the pandemic, I've got news for everybody. It's always been there. The emotional discomfort is not a new symptom. It's something that's been persistent and ongoing, but the pandemic gave us all an opportunity to stop, think, and listen. And all of a sudden we're checking in and we're like, you know what? Inside of ourselves, we're just not feeling as empowered or fulfilled or content as we would like to be. But this time we're not going to use food to do it. This time we're going to say, what are some more positive coping strategies? Or what are some things that I need to figure out that I didn't want to look at within myself before? How can I manage these emotions and thoughts in a very calm and very cool and very systematic way so I can start to figure out what maybe needs a little, I'm not going to say change because I don't love the word change, but what needs a little shifting? What needs to shift within yourself? So then you don't have to necessarily grab that food to eat. And don't get me wrong, food is delicious. It's so nice to sit, you get immediate gratification. And when you do.
Right, exactly. You know, you cook for other people and they love it. It's good. But I love what you say. I love stop, think, listen. That applies to so many different activities that we do, you know, even buying something, or, you know, if you're starting to feel anxious, you know, just see if you can stop, think about it, and then just listen, you know, and give yourself empathy too. A lot of self-empathy.
That's a fantastic point. I always say to somebody, okay, so you feel anxious. All right. So you feel a little depressed, or you feel frustrated, agitated. That's okay. You can feel that, you know, acknowledge how you're feeling, but you don't have to act out on it to try to push the feeling away. So if you're feeling agitated, you don't need to go and pick up that food just because you're sitting with agitation. What I tell my patients is sit with it, acknowledge that it's there, tell the agitation, I know that you're there. I feel you. I hear you. Stay as long as you need to. I know you're trying to tell me something through the agitation, because that's your red flag. When your body is, when you're feeling hopeless or worried or concerned, depressed, ruminations, that's your body telling you that you need to look at something. So it's a good sign, not necessarily a negative one.
Right. And, you know, of course, food is, you know, if you're gaining a few pounds during this and that's kind of your go-to thing, you know, people, you gain weight. But of course, there are also addiction yes. issues. People yep. who drink, people who use drugs, or maybe that was in the past. And I'm sure there's a lot of struggling going on with people that have, you know, issues with alcohol and drugs yep. and all that. You know, the old demons come back and, you know, And you know, unfortunately, this, like you were saying, you know, people that have PTSD, so it's just kind of a reminder of where maybe you once were, and you know, that there is still help too. You know, it's still, get in touch with your doctor, you know, let them kind of guide you through and give you support.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Right. That's the whole point. The coping strategies are out there. You just have to be proactive to say, I need the help. And if you need the help, then the resources are there. But also right. know that if you're sitting with, like Otto said, difficulties with the adjustment to the pandemic, difficulties adjusting to just, these are short-term changes that we all have had to make in order to ensure that we have long-term wellness and success. So this is just short-term. And also telling yourself this is a short-term problem and it will resolve itself. And knowing that it's short, mm-hmm. not going to last forever. We don't want to catastrophize this. And I have to say this. I hope I just have a minute. But please, if somebody is experiencing mental health issues, turn off your TV. Because the TV right. networks are making a significant amount of money in sensationalizing and domestic terrorism, whether, okay, of the Antifada or of the repeat of the riots, which are very scary. And if you look very closely, you're going to see the same picture played over and over. The Wendy's is on fire. They're playing it 100 times a day. It's, you know, after a while, you need to know, step back from it, turn yeah. it off. Because it serves no purpose. It's not like the news is saying, this is what's happening and this is how we're going to, this is what's going to make it better. They're only telling you, this is what's bad. And that's just reinforcing, you know, negative thoughts, ruminations, and a sense of doom and gloom. That doesn't help our community. It doesn't help yeah. our world. So be smart enough to know, take the resources that are going to help bring you up, not bring you down.
I agree 100%. I have friends who I know watch TV all day.
Horrible.
And they are the most negative yes. people. We have a deal here in this house where 6:30 I record the news. We may not watch it at 6:30, but we watch the news from 6:30 to 7, and that's it. Because otherwise, it's doom and gloom, as you say. And I have mm-hmm. friends who watch the TV all day, and they're in a very doom and gloom state.
Yeah.
Yeah. There's so many good things going on around us that we have to pay attention to, as opposed to there are bad things. There's no question about it. I mean, we can't be naive about that either. But you can't let it overpower you. It's just not good.
Yep.
You know, I agree 100%. Yeah. The news is not good.
It's not good yeah. for ratings.
Well, right. One more trite phrase that I like to use, and that is that people get into a rut, and I tell them they have to get off the pity pot. You know, everybody has problems. And if you're going to just dwell on yours and be on the pity pot all day long, eventually nobody's going to want to deal with you. That's a fact of life, whether you like it or not.
You're right.
You know, people,
yeah. you're right.
You know,
let me piggyback on that, what you just said, Otto, because I have some patients and they have all different capacities, but I have a philosophy. If you're breathing, okay, if you're breathing and you can walk or get around, then you should get outside. Okay, even if it's just an hour a day, get out of the house of your four walls, turn off the TV, and get outside. That's number one. If you're breathing, because guess what? It's a blessing. And to piggyback on what you just said, it could always be worse. And I'm not going to go into the stories when I go into assisted livings or nursing homes and I'm on the floor and I'm covered like a robot. How I'm dressed is unbelievable. And I'm seeing what I'm seeing.
You know what, Dr. Susan, we actually have to take a quick break and then we're going to pick up where we left off. We'll be back for the last segment. It goes so fast. We still have a lot to cover. We'll be right back to Project Independence and You.